The House will be in order. Pursuant to the Constitution and statutes of the State of Iowa, the House of Representatives of the General Assembly is here convened in special session. The prayer will be offered by Representative Dolchek of Ringgold. Following the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Abe Dielman from Garwin.
Please bow your heads with me and assume an attitude of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon the people of this great state and nation. We are so thankful for a bountiful harvest which is happening all across the Midwest before our eyes. We would ask that you protect our farmers as they begin the harvest and bring in the bountiful crop. May the produce of their harvest be used to the good of the people, to feed the mouths of the hungry around the world. Dear Lord, we ask as we begin the special session to consider the redistricting map before us. May we be able to look at it with a rational perspective. Help us to put aside our personal desires and lead us down a path that seeks to glorify you. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the Journal of May 19, 2021. The Journal stands approved. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I move that all organizational matters not specifically provided for in Joint Rule 3 be the same for this extraordinary session as for the 2021 regular session of the 89th General Assembly.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the report is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that will the Chief Clerk please read the certification of election report?
Will the Chief Clerk read?
I, Paul D. Pate, Secretary of the State of the State of Iowa, custodian of the files and records pertaining to the election of the state, I hereby certify the State Canvassing Board has declared the special election held on September 14th of 2021. The following person named was duly elected to the office of the State of House of Representatives for the residual term ending January 1, 2023, 37th District, Mike Busolo.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the supplemental report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is adopted. Will Representative Busolo please proceed to the well? Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of representative.
The duties of representative.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations again, Representative. You have been assigned seat 32. Please proceed to your seat. It looks like you've already found it there. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the report on the Supplemental Committee on Mileage be adopted.
You have all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the motion, the report is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the Chief Clerk of the House be directed to send a written message to the Governor and the Senate informing them the House has been duly organized and is ready to receive any communications they might desire to transmit.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the motion is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent for the Ethics Committee to meet at 10:30 a.m. and the State Government Committee to be on call as needed.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For announcement for the body, Republicans will caucus at 12:30 in the Supreme Court chamber. And Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the committee meetings.
Chair recognizes Representative Jacobson for an introduction.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I have singular honor and privilege today. I finally got her to the Capitol. The lady in the purple up there, this gal that I started hanging around 40 summers ago, my wife, Deborah. A little delayed getting in today. We've had the Vietnam Vets Honor Flight send-offs last night and this morning. But this girl is a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. And as an educator currently employed with Omaha Public Schools, she's been an outstanding teacher for 37 years, starting at the Flathead Reservation in Montana, and through her successive years in the Council Bluffs, Omaha area. Her Reader's Workshop program has had kids' summer reading scores go up during the summer, which is no mean feat. She's also a beautifully accomplished seamstress. She was making masks for healthcare workers during COVID. The sewing machine was flying. She sews beautiful quilts for charity functions. I'm proud of her because she's got true grit. She's a cancer survivor, and she overcame a catastrophic leg injury this January and has gravitated from wheelchair to walker to crutches to cane and now back in action again. Most importantly, she's probably my conscience because, as some of you know, when I misbehave around here, Representative Sandy Salmon calls Deb up and says, Jacobson's out of line, get him back in line, and Deb texts me WWJD. And usually that has a salient, salutary effect. Anyone who knows me knows that to be married to me for over a third of a century categorizes her as a saint, and it even makes my Protestant Christian friends believe that if there is a purgatory, Deb is living it currently. I asked her to join me at the chair here, but she's a very humble and gracious lady. She says, no, I want to sit up with the people who you represent. So please give a warm welcome to my beautiful, lovely, gracious, courageous wife in the purple. Stand up, Deborah Jean Jacobson.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble, for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'd like to invite you to a Living Tree memorial dedication to our friend, the late Representative John Landon, who passed away earlier this summer. At 11:30 today on the West Lawn, just past Finkbein on the corner with Grand. So we would love if you could join us for that so we can remember our friend. Thank you.
You've all heard the motion. The gentleman from Harrison, all those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it in the House in recess.